This is Sunday morning, July the 4th, 2021. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Money First. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows." Earlier in the week, I listened to a broadcast of a lady, and she was involved with this apostolic, it's the ICA, some kind of big council of apostles, and they've recently changed their names to something else. But the thing was, and what got this lady so upset was, she was part of that group until they started, well, I'll just put it this way. Money became the head of it. Money. Money became the head of it. Like, well, you know, if you'll come in and do this with us, we'll split the tithe this many ways. Or if you'll do this, you know, we'll get all this extra money and then we'll split it among ourselves. See, I can see where the devil would target the apostles above all and prophets because they're the ones of the foundation of the church. All right, this is what the Lord spoke to me about it because I was upset about it. This is what he said. "The failure of the church has been as a result of money. I said to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things would be added. Let this be a sign for you in any endeavor. If money is first, then I'm not in it." Let me say that again. If money is first, then I am not in it. Money should never be the issue. For where I guide, I provide. It's me first, kingdom first, provision follows. It never heads it up, and you, as you have learned. Like he'll say, do something. You ask, okay, how am I to do it? He gives you instructions. Most would be like the disciples when Jesus fed the multitude. Well, a whole year's wages couldn't buy enough food to fill these people up. The Lord wasn't asking them to use their money to do it, but they were money-minded. You have observed church services where they are constantly hitting the people up for money. Last church I went to, a lady called me up. They were having some ladies, big shindig. And they wanted to give away door prizes. So they were hitting up people in the congregation to donate money to buy gift cards for the women. I ended up giving, but it made me so furious. I felt so dirty. It just turned me, and the lady was a sweet lady. I know the lady. I was already sour about some things anyway, but oh, it just flew all over me like. More time is spent on giving messages on the, wait a minute, let me go back up. Right, you have observed church services where they are constantly hitting the people up for money. More time is spent on the giving message than on the training and feeding of the sheep. The Lord says this is very grievous to me. They're saying, feed the sheep, and they're feeding their pockets. That's the way the Lord sees it. They're hirelings. Turn to John 10. Verse 1. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my voice, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this field, they also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I think that's bringing the Jews and the Gentiles together. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. See, he laid down his life for the sheep. Not take what he could from the sheep. When money becomes number one, then I'm no longer number one. It is the church and the deep state. This church is corrupted. The real church is corrupted. You know, I think about it, all the years that we agonized because we didn't fit in and we weren't part of and all that. Now I'm so thankful of what God did pull us out of it. No wonder I felt like my outside was in and my inside was out when I'd go. Just tore me apart. Every service, it was like hell on earth every week to go, just for that 1 year. But boy, did I get my eyes open. When money becomes number one, then I'm no longer number one. It is the church in the deep state, the same devil, the same tactics. Money, 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 that is what it is all about. Every waking moment concocting was to glean more money out of the sheep. There will be no more leading of my sheep to the slaughter. I'm draining the swamp in the church just as I'm draining the swamp in the nation and worldwide. I'm raising up new leaders that care for my sheep and put me first. Most preachers have become beggars. My tithe is not for them, but it is to come into my storehouse to help my people. It is for provision for the people. That's why the Lord's always had us do things for the people that come to our fellowships. The first church, I gave money to every family in that church at one time or another as the Lord led me. I didn't receive any salary. Daddy didn't receive anything. What about us receiving anything? We gave the word out. The tithes come to the storehouse. What's a storehouse? It's a house of provision.
Not for the income, but for the outcome.
No, it's not for the income, it's for the outcome. Yeah. Outgoing. All right, Acts 4. This is the birth of the church, and the multitude of them that believe were of one heart, of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and bought the prices of the things and were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who was by the apostles, was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now we see what happens now when the devil starts to try to get in, right here, chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. So they made a bargain with God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them, and they heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are out the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Wonder what started happening if that stuff started happening in this church, the new church, the kingdom age church. You will know them by their fruit. Most started outright but became money-minded and have lost their anointing. Just listen to them, always bringing up money. Oh, if you don't give us this money, we won't be able to continue. They would be better off to discontinue. You can hear it right out of their mouths. The master they serve mammon, not me. I fully fund those that put me first. They are not takers, but distributors. They give when I tell them to give, and I am well pleased with them, for this is the way of my church. I am the supplier, and I'm well able to fund my projects. If I'm not funding it, then I'm not in it. Now get a hold of that. If I'm not funding it, then I'm not in it. That's not saying he won't have you step out first. Even in my day, they demanded the tithe, even down to every tiny leaf or on a plant or a spice. It wasn't for me, but for their own pockets. Yes, the deep state was around in my day also. What they take is for their own plans and purposes and not mine. Now you know why I praise the widow and not the Pharisees that cast in large amounts of the offering. She gave all that she had with a right heart. They gave knowing all of it would come back to them in some form or fashion. They even money laundered back then. It was all a show, like they cared, when their hearts were rotten to the core. You see the same thing today. It is sad to watch when money gets a hold of people. All evil comes from this. They do not understand this. See, the love of money is the root to all evil. And this is how most people, deep state, that's how they got in it in the first place. All right, Matthew 7. The Lord says here, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. The greedy graspers will not receive anything from me. Greedy graspers. This is 1 Corinthians 6. It doesn't really word it that way, but that's what came to me. Greedy graspers. Must be another translation. 1 Corinthians 6, 9.
Amplified.
Yeah, is it amplified? Okay. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So, he's saying, you know, we could all be in that place. He said, I did not take, I gave. How God or Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed to the devil, for God was with him. If you notice his ministry, he didn't take anything. Now, he had some in his company that did give. We know that. We know that Judas was the treasurer, the thief. But we know everywhere he went, Jesus gave. He healed, cast out devils. He fed the multitude. Everything was, he was a distributor. All right, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed to the devil, for God was with him. I was known for what I gave, not for what I took. Healed, saved, delivered, fed, I was about my Father's business. I fed the multitude more than once, out of the Father to show forth his provision to the people. I did not ask for money to feed the people. I asked the Father how he was going to provide. Remember Peter and the tax money? The church, the old guard, is money-minded. Turn on most programs on Sunday morning and observe how much time is spent on money. I'm done with it. It is finished. This is where they all get off, money. I remember Brother Hagin tried to tell them all. The Midas Touch, the book he wrote. Now you can understand, and those with all of the years of training for reigning, wait a minute, read that again. Now you can understand, and all those with you, all the years of training for reigning, just as I rose up Esther, I'm raising you up for this time in your history. You have been raised up for such a time as this. The old guard and the corrupted leaders are going to be taken out. Out of their ashes, I will raise up my true church with my new hand-picked leaders to restore beauty to my church. I'm restoring the oil of joy for mourning. My glory will once again be seen in my church. Now you know why you never seemed to fit before. It was not your time. The old guard did not understand you because you were up for this time. This time you will fit perfectly like a hand in glove. Okay, I'm going to read one more passage of Scripture and we're done. This is Isaiah 61. And when he's talking about me, he's talking about you too. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. Has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Sounds like Nacera, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Humanitarian projects, where your needs are all met, and you just take what you have, and you just give, and you enjoy giving, and nobody's greedy, and no, you can leave your doors unlocked at night. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. See, we've had ashes. That's all we've had. Every one time I went to church, it's a mouthful of ashes. To give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Yeah, 6,000 years worth. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, And for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion, therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. These are the new leaders God's raising up out of the ashes. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.